You are listening to listener-supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM, online at WPKN.org. I'm Valerie Richardson, and I'm happy to be joined on the line right now by Kathleen Green, who is the Executive Director of the Yale Humanist Society, and artist Ted Salmon. And we'll be talking about a new work that's just been installed on the New Haven Green called The Lighthouse, and it's amazing, beautiful work. And maybe I could start by just asking Kathleen a little bit about the the Yale Humanist Society and about humanism and sort of your impulse for doing this.
Sure. Well, you know, I really define humanism as a philosophical tradition as opposed to a religious tradition that puts humanity at the center of your moral outlook and looks to science and reason to explain what's happening in the world. And it's about living the best and fullest life that you can ethically. And it's putting superstition aside and, again, just looking to reason and science. And it's Yale Humanist Community, meaning we come together in community. So although we may not consider ourselves religious, we do believe that community and working together is important.
How can people find out more about your group, and when do you have meetings and that sort of thing?
Sure. We have several different programs. We have some programs that are on the Yale campus for Yale students, both undergrads and grad students. And then we also have a twice monthly meeting on Sundays. It's a gathering where we'll have a certain topic of discussion and a time for people to connect with each other. And we also sponsor a program called Smart Recovery, which would be a secular alternative to the traditional 12-step programs. And then we do various special events. So we have a website and a Facebook page and Twitter, so we are always putting our information out there. And everything we do is open to the public. So we truly, wherever you might fall on that kind of religious continuum, you're welcome to be a part of the Yale Humanist Community.
So I was walking home from work, or walking to the bus Friday a week ago, and I came upon this marvelous thing on the New Haven Green. And it was about light, and it was about it was obviously a symbol. And I said to myself, I wonder if the humanists put that up to celebrate the holiday or celebrate this time of the year. And I, as I read about it, that's exactly what happened. So how did this come into being?
Well, actually, it's quite a long process, and it started a couple of years ago with the founding executive director of the organization, who was just walking along the green about, you know, this time of year, and saw this beautiful tree that was lit, and there was a menorah that was lit, and really enjoyed seeing these beautiful symbols and the light that they represented and the kind of the warmth of community, but thought, wow, this really would be a great opportunity for humanists to add a symbol of light and warmth and community to the New Haven Green to represent those who do not affiliate with the religion, maybe who just consider themselves secular, and to really show the diversity in New Haven and that everyone is a part of that New Haven community. And that was the impetus for this project that wound up being 2 years in the making, and we put out a call for artists, and we're so very, very fortunate to have found Ted, who just created, I would second what you said, Valerie, just created this unique and really beautiful piece of artwork that will now be a part of New Haven's seasonal history, and I think it's our humanist footprint there in New Haven.
So, Ted, why don't you talk about the design? Welcome to WPKN.
Hi, good evening. Well, they had put a call out for, I think they said something to the effect of a light display and a time capsule. And they may have mentioned that they wanted to cast bronze. And I suggested that they change the material to something like steel or aluminum, because you can get something, a much larger piece for the same price. And I don't think what I proposed was exactly what they were looking for, but I think a lot of times people don't really know what they're looking for. They just have this nebulous idea of something that would, you know, get the point across. So I had an affinity towards the humanist, and I suggested something that was more contained and something that would have the archival quality of something that could be placed out there every year on an annual basis. And the design was just anchored in this, a beacon, an element that would serve as possibly a gathering place and speak to all the different communities and neighborhoods of New Haven. So the lighthouse is part of a New Haven community. The annex, by Morris Cove. So, and then there's nine sides to it, kind of representing the nine neighborhoods and the nine squares in the green area. Each side depicts a different neighborhood in New Haven with community members interacting. And then each side has a silhouette on the top that was traced from a community member.
Interesting. It definitely it delights in the day and at night. At night it's glowing, but in the day you also have these interesting scenes etched on it that happen. They're just the sort of the joys of everyday life. Why don't you talk about them?
Yeah, well, it's the interaction and being social and being part of the community and enjoying. Just enjoying life and enjoying interactions it's hard to get away from a civic kind of, a civic responsibility when something goes into a public space, and all the scenes depicted are pretty much public spaces that we're all able to visit, and there's no private, homes or private buildings. It ends up being a lot of parks and, the library and museums and, public spaces where we're all, we all have access to. And then as far as the design also draws from that civic kind of design, where you have the different monuments, you have the fountain, and you have both fountains on the green, and then the spires on the churches. So it's kind of a monolithic shape, and the palette is also similar to marble or white paint. So it's kind of understated, solitary.
But it has that feeling, and you're talking about the silhouettes of the nine people, and they're all facing inward.
The budget was larger, and the amount that we were trying to get, or the humanists were trying to get, we didn't reach that goal, so I had to redesign it. And the original design, the figures would have had more space and they would have been holding their hands, but as the budget shrank, so did the sculpture, and I had to value engineer it, and I did have to change the design a little bit, so you don't see the figures holding hands any longer, but they're in close proximity to each other, and they're standing side by side, so there's a closeness and a familiarity with each of the figure and how they relate to each other. And then the images were actually going to be lit, but when the panels got smaller, I had to shrink the drawings so that there wasn't enough room to have silhouettes cut in there any longer, because the material wasn't stable enough or sturdy enough to have such small cutouts. So it became, like a line drawing, etching on the surface with paint instead.
So, Kathleen, did your group put out specifications of what you wanted?
No, when we were looking to commission an artist, I think you know, and I was not in the position I'm in now, so I wasn't part of the small group that did that. But as Ted said, I think, you know, really weren't sure what we really wanted, other than we knew that it had to do with light, you know, on the green, adding to the symbols that were already there with light. But the other piece that that we wanted and that's included, that doesn't often get, or hasn't at least yet, gotten much coverage, is something really unique, which is a time capsule that's a part of the project. And it's a time capsule. It's filled with messages from people within the community to be read and to be looked at in the year 2135, because that will be the celebration of the 500th anniversary of the founding of the New Haven colony. So it's something that makes it even more special, and it's not something that you see when you look at it, but it really speaks to the fact that we are looking at this being a part of New Haven's history and something to be enjoyed by the generations to come. So I know that that was something really special that that we wanted to have included.
And who were the people who contributed to the time capsule?
Anybody that wanted to was welcome to write a message, you know, a message of goodwill and reflections on what's important about community, what's the best thing about community, about their hopes for the future. And, of course, everyone that contributed financially to the project was encouraged to write a message. But we really left that open and wanted to just encourage anyone that wanted to be a part of the project could do so by submitting a message for the time capsule.
It's a time capsule within the structure?
Yeah, Ted, can you speak to that?
Yeah, the time capsule is bolted to the inside of the sculpture, yeah.
I would assume there's a door or something there where it can be opened?
Yeah, one of the sides is accessible, so you can go in there and you can change the lights. And another thing about the lights is originally it was going to be interactive lighting in the sculpture, and because of budget concerns, we don't have interactive lighting. But that's a possibility and a desire for the future. And so the way it was designed is that each of the nine sides would have a motion sensor, and as the motion, and the color would start out as a blue, like a cool blue, a winter blue, and as each motion sensor was activated, the light would become warmer and warmer until, if all the motion sensors were activated, as if there was a group or a community around the sculpture, it would be a very warm red and maybe even start pulsing. We have a lighting designer that would program that for us, and I think it would be really fun in the future to program that and see what colors would work and if, you know, the pulsing or what element would be good about it and the timing. And so there is a whole another part of the sculpture that could be realized in the future.
And I would just add that is something that we really want to have happen. So we are looking at doing something in the fall, perhaps another campaign to raise funds where we can make that. That's kind of our phase two of this project. But that is important to us, to be able to have those interactive lights. So it was great to get it done and have it on the green, but we see this as not completed yet. We do want to raise the capital and have those lights done so that it is just, you know, it will be at its fullest and at its best, and as Ted had, you know, had originally thought that it would be operating.
Very interesting. Well, the lights as they are now are beautiful, and they're mm-hmm. swirly color. How did you make it do what it does?
You know, Nancy, what's Nancy's position?
She's our director of operations.
So Nancy purchased the light bulbs. We wired it. we put a pendant light in there, and she brought a jewel light bulb. I'm not sure what kind of light bulb, but it worked. It's the blue feeling I was looking for, kind of the cool blue, understated, but at the same time, it kind of sparkles from within. I think it's really appropriate, actually, and as a singular color and the repetitive movement, I think it works great. I think it absolutely works great, and it does stand on its own now. But I do think it could be a kind of a richer experience for everybody.
I'm speaking with Kathleen Green, who is the executive director of the Yale Humanist Society, and artist Ted Salmon, about a piece called The Lighthouse, which is on the New Haven Green, shining brightly on the New Haven Green. How long will it be in place?
The structure will be there, I think, until, Ted, do you have the date? It's like the first week of January, I believe.
3 Kings Day.
Okay.
Which I'm not sure what day that is.
It's in the first week of January, and then it will be taken to a place in Bethany, Connecticut, where we have someone that will be taking care of it and having it on their property. In the off season, so it will go back and forth.
So, will it actually be outside and lit, or it's going to be in storage?
I'm sorry.
In Bethany.
Yes. At a place where there are other sculptures, and so it will be outdoors, and then we will be bringing it back every December. You know, it will go up at the same time that the other symbols go up. So it's a beautiful sight to see the tree and the lighthouse and the menorah all really lit up and shining there. And that's what you're going to see on the green from now on.
Well, it's definitely a wonderful piece. I was describing it at first when I was trying to tell people about it. And I said, I felt like if I touched it, and going back to the whole humanist idea, I would somehow gain wisdom from it. And, you know, it's sort of like that in 2001, A Space Odyssey, at the very beginning, you know, there's this thing that comes from somewhere, and supposedly it instills a certain kind of wisdom into the primitive mammals that are on Earth at that time, and the whole story gets carried out. But I sort of had that feeling like it was almost drawing me to it to have some sort of secrets revealed or... It just,
yeah, that's interesting.
I love what you wrote. It's really nice.
Yeah. And I don't know, Val, if you saw, there is something else on it that I think we didn't know that was going to be on it, because we had just, the board and I worked on a vision statement for the organization over the summer. And so I was explaining to Ted and to those at the dedication ceremony, I was so touched and moved when I went up close to the sculpture and I saw that vision statement is actually on the sculpture itself, because it really speaks. I think it just speaks to the sculpture and to what Yale Humanist Community is about. It says, people united by values rather than divided by beliefs. And I was so thrilled that was included. And I think anyone that goes up and takes a look, whether they know what it is exactly, just to be able to read that and understand that that's what the Yale Humanist Community is about, is something wonderful.
So why don't you, as we're getting ready to close out, again, tell people where they can find out more about your organization?
Sure. They can check out our website, yalehumanist.com, and we also have a Facebook page, and we have meetup announcements about the different programs and activities that we have going on. We're pretty easy to find, and you can give us a call, and we have activities for students, and then we also have different events for the wider New Haven community, always open to the public, always welcoming people. Wherever you fall, you don't have to be a humanist. You may not even know what that means, but you're welcome to come and be a part of our community, because we do believe that we're better off when we can come together on the ground of shared values. And it's not about the beliefs. It's about what we value and how we live our lives.
And because I know we also have a lot of people in our listening community who are in recovery or maybe are interested in exploring recovery, why don't you just briefly mention the Smart Recovery and talk about where those gatherings are held as well.
You can. That information is also available on our website. It's a fantastic program, and a lot of people are they're sprouting up all over the state of Connecticut. They're also beyond Connecticut. But we sponsor Smart Recovery Program where we're located at the Grove on Chapel Street. And so information about that can be found on our website, and you can find out where and when the meetings are happening. But it is something that that we're quite proud to be sponsoring. We think it's a really important program for people.
And Ted, I know that you're an artist far beyond just what we're seeing on the green now. Why don't you talk about just briefly where people can see your work and find out more about you?
I think there's actually the show still up at the Reynolds Gallery over there on Orange Street, just a couple blocks away. I have a piece in their holiday show. I had a solo show there in January, February of this year. But they have my work on file, and I have a studio out in East Haven. And I also have outdoor pieces currently at the Madison Sculpture Mile in front of the library. I have a piece at Bushnell Plaza across from the Wadsworth Athenaeum, and another piece on the property of the Governor's Mansion.
That's great. So your work is primarily you're primarily a sculptor.
Yeah, I do works on paper also, but primarily a sculptor. And I have an interest in doing more public pieces, so this is one of the reasons I applied. I want to do more work that speaks of society and humanity and concerns that involve all of us instead of just my own aesthetic issues.
I think that's a great goal. I do know that I personally work at the Yale Art Gallery, and I know that although I didn't notice it when I was first looking at the sculpture, that one of the scenes that you depict is from the Yale Art Gallery, one of the etched scenes.
Right? It's an inspirational place.
It is indeed. Well, nice to meet both of you by telephone, and again, just I'm so happy you've done what you've done. It's brought a new element of happiness to my life here in 2017, and I think people as they see it and experience it as you said, it's now one of the beautiful things on the green at this season, and the many things of light, many communities celebrating the season with light. So
right. Well, thank you for giving us an opportunity to share, you know, about the sculpture and for having us on. We're quite thrilled to have connected with Ted and to see his beautiful work, and just thrilled that the town of New Haven now has something new and something they're going to see every time this season rolls around. It will be there as a reminder that everybody's a part of the community.
And good luck with the future lighting possibilities. It sounds very interesting.
Yes, we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. And you are listening to Listener Supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM. We're online at wpkn.org. I'm Valerie Richardson.